World history in Europe and North America often overlooks the critical civilizations of East and South Asia, whose impacts on world commerce, politics, and religion would shape our modern world today. Hi everyone, I'm Gwen, and I'll be your host today as we learn all about the Maurya Empire, whose reign would mark the beginning of a golden age for classical India, and whose kings would oversee a religious revolution that would forever change the spiritual landscape of modern Asia. So join me as we dig our way into the past and learn all about the Maurya Empire. Before the founding of the Maurya Empire, the militarily powerful Nanda Empire ruled over most of what is today India. According to one story, a Nanda minister was insulted when the emperor refused to send him armies to challenge the incoming Alexander the Great. So he found a group of young boys pretending to be warriors and handpicked the strongest to personally prepare him to be the emperor of a new dynasty. That child would be Chandragupta Maurya, and Chandragupta would take his training seriously. By early adulthood, he had formed several allegiances with several small states within the Nanda Empire to drive the Greeks out of South Asia and challenged the Nanda's reigning dynasty for control of the empire. Chandragupta and his armies marched on the Nanda Empire after forming further alliances with the Magadha of Northeast India and Bangladesh. But this is where sources turn more into mythology than history. While Buddhist sources claim that the campaign was bitterly fought and won, Jain and Sikh sources claim that it was a rapid and relatively easy process to capture the capital. Regardless of the stories, once the Nanda emperor was gone, Chandragupta became the emperor of a new dynasty. After the death of Alexander the Great, his generals fell into a state of civil war. This would leave their frontier province of the Indus River Valley open for attack. Chandragupta launched a campaign to conquer the Indus River Valley before making peace treaties with Alexander's former generals. This included sending war elephants as gifts to help the Hellenic armies continuing their civil wars in the Middle East. With their civil strife exacerbated, Chandragupta prepared his son to become the next ruler. Once his son was prepared, Chandragupta retired from the throne and spent the rest of his life as a Jain priest. The empire's next ruler would be Chandragupta's son. Bindusara ascended to the throne at 297 BCE at only 22 years old. While his father extended the empire to include parts of modern-day Pakistan and Afghanistan, Bindusara captured lands of southern India, capturing almost all of what is today modern India, before the end of his reign. Cracks began to form under Bindusara's reign when two revolts occurred under his rulership. Some sources say an 8-year war of succession was fought after his death over who would replace the empire's second ruler. Whether through war or awkward conversations at family dinner, Bindusara's son Ashoka became the third ruler of the empire. He managed to end the revolts that began under his father's reign through crushing battlefield victories and bloody massacres of civilian populations. Ashoka must have had a change of heart shortly after because he dedicated his empire to the philosophies of Ahimsa, banning hunting and violent sports, emphasizing Ahimsa's philosophy of respect for all living things. Ashoka seems to have been the last great emperor of the empire, as the next 50 years would witness several weak rulers. During this half century, the Maurya Empire would lose territory and witness the division of the empire into two states. Maybe the Romans could have learned something from them? Potentially, they struggled with Ashoka's born-again pacifism. Some historians argue that in order to control such a large territory, Maurya rulers needed the use of a strong centralized military that clashed with Ahimsa's philosophies. Eventually, the empire, like with the Nanda, would fall to a new dynasty. This would become the Shunga Empire. While the militaries of Europe were relatively outdated by today's standards, consisting almost entirely of infantries, cavalries, and warships for combat at sea, the armies of the Maurya Empire were surprisingly modern. The empire's military consisted of 6 branches covering a navy, a corps dedicated to travel, infantry, cavalry, and artillery corps, and chariot divisions. They also had a surprising amount of war elephants, which would have functioned similarly to tanks on an ancient battlefield.
Ah!
Those war elephants would prove to be a vital aspect of foreign relations, as the Mauryan Empire would trade war elephants in peace negotiations to prevent war with the Greek empires in the Middle East. Because of the strong relations between the Mauryan Empire and the Hellenic Seleucid Empire, several Greeks immigrated to India during this time. And the unique blend of Greek and Indian cultures would birth a subculture within the Mauryan Empire. During this time, Indian Buddhists also traveled overseas to export religion to places like modern-day Myanmar, Afghanistan, and even as far away as Egypt and Greece. At a domestic level, the government of the Mauryan Empire was heavily centralized to prevent smaller administrative states from having the necessary power to challenge the imperial courts. The Mauryan emperors also established a standardized currency based on minted coins. They were made from silver and copper for domestic use and gold for foreign trade. Municipal governments did, however, exist on a city level. They consisted of 30 members of a city council divided into 6 branches that would oversee different aspects of managing a city, including public welfare and infrastructure development. Thanks to political unity and military security of the empire, the citizens of the Mauryan Empire enjoyed the wealth of commerce. Also thanks to their uniform currency and boom in agriculture production. An entire legal system revolved around just the rights of farmers and merchants who sold their goods. Military garrisons also worked hard to eliminate thieves and bandits and make travel across the empire safe for all. With trade partnerships to the west, Mauryan merchants traveled from the Bay of Bengal to the Mediterranean to sell Indian goods and bring back European items. And trade extended eastward to the Malay Peninsula, connecting modern-day Malaysia to modern-day Albania through a safe and secure trade network. That trade network allowed for the expansion of religions developed in South Asia, like Buddhism, Hinduism, and Jainism, some of the most common religions of the world. Jainism perhaps played the greatest role in the Mauryan Empire. This was perhaps due to Chandragupta's retirement plan of becoming a wandering Jain priest. During this era, Jain priests had 125 temples known as Darasars built throughout the empire and sent missionaries to Greece, Persia, and the Middle East. Ashoka's embrace of Buddhism would lead to 84,000 stupas constructed across the empire, and Buddhist missionaries dispatched to places as far away as the Jains under Chandragupta's reign. The Mauryan Empire oversaw a population of 25 to 30 million residents. Perhaps thanks to the centralization of the government, the Vedic caste systems became even more rigid during this era. Also perhaps influenced by the increased immigration to this area and the desires of those from India hoping to remain at the top of the social ladder. During the Mauryan Empire, not all people were better off. Women's rights from the Nanda Empire decreased during the Mauryan Empire, but almost exclusively amongst the Indo-Aryans. Not much architecture remains from the Mauryan Empire in South Asia today, but their legacy cast a long shadow over contemporary India. For one, Ashoka's laws regarding wildlife protection have made a big impact on respect for all wild animals in India. And art and architectural styles developed during this era are now iconic images in what most of the world thinks of when they think about Indian art. If you like this video, be sure to hit the like button below and subscribe to make sure you don't miss out on more videos of our wonderful world's incredible empires.
This video was made possible by contributions to this channel's Patreon from viewers like you. Thank you.